Wait, this is a business? Are we like an LLC or incorporated?
We're incorporated.
What's a business? Why did you say that?
Well, because you said I need to start the business.
Oh, well, Lark, here's something
you forgot about.
Here's something you need to know about me. Everything I do is business.
Oh, okay.
If I'm doing it, it's here's business.
Here's something you need to know about me. I just say shit.
Hey, everybody. Hold on, switching tabs to the note sheet, because for some reason I don't know the day of the week. It is Thursday, April 18th, and this is episode 230 of the Loose Screws podcast.
33010, oh wait.
Hey everyone, I'm Commander Jay Antrax, and tonight I am joined by Commander Nurgle, my favorite Nurgle of all.
Wow, favorite Nurgle. Hello everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And also Commander Larkshadow.
A, I didn't know there was more than one Nurgle, and B, I have churros.
Well, the churros apparently made you happy enough to not notice that I did not give you any kind of title.
Churro guy.
Churro guy.
Friend of the churro. Well, well, here we find ourselves on this Thursday day. And yes, it is the day that the eventual attack of Oya was planned. And oh, yes, it's going down. So we're going to make this sweet because I need to get this episode published. Because honestly, if you are waiting for some kind of announcement for me, just in case there's somebody out there saying, oh, Loose Screws will let me know when it's time to attack Oya, you need to get there because we have never seen what's going to happen. So anybody got any pleasantries they want to stick here? Let me just say that.
Not really. It's been a to the meat kind of week.
Skip to the meat.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Yeah, my day wasn't great. Blah, blah, blah. Onward. The meat is, there was a little update today. There's not much in it, but it's something that's supposed to, you know, further stabilize the Titan gameplay business, right? And other than that, nothing. So, a little bit of decal stuff. So anyway, the point is, a little bit today of confusion.
Today is Explosion Eve.
Today is Explosion Eve. It's happening.
The last week, we
were saying stuff about how people were meant to attack the thing and kind of didn't. It seems to me that there's a lot of confusion out there in the world. A bunch of people, I don't know, just didn't get a lot of buy-in for some reason. Rest assured, the damage resistance was equal to what we killed Tyrannus with. So it could have gone down if people turned up. But people turned up and found out that almost no damage was happening to it, and that's because nobody was there. It wasn't because the damage resistance was too high. But anyway.
But now the damage resistance is completely vulnerable.
Completely vulnerable. So, and it's rough. It's rough in there. I have been at work watching the hearts fall. And I am going to be honest with you. When did the update finally kick on? Because it was delayed coming back from it, right? Do you guys know the time of day?
Delayed. So it ended up being 10 or 11 my time when it finally kicked back online. And I only know that because Obsidian was like, hey, I'm back in. And immediately the seventh heart or the outer heart started taking massive damage. Yeah. Like it was down within the hour, I think.
Yeah. So it's been maybe 8 hours, eight-ish hours since the game has been live. And let me check the tape. Titan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, please, on this website. It is 28% through the fifth heart. So 41.1% through the entire death of the Titan has happened in roughly 8 hours. This thing will not last through the night. It is Thursday.
Through the third heart, five hearts remain.
And it just updated.
What did I say?
28.52%.
Five hearts remain. I don't expect this to be there when I wake up tomorrow.
No, honestly. And if it is, it's only going to be barely there, if you ask me.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. So as we write this, let's see, let me get back into cockpit. So game time is midnight 30. Game time, I would expect this to be done by 8 or 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah. It's
gonna, I guess gonna maybe 10 a.m. I guess we're not quite 50% yet. So like 10 or 11 a.m. Game time.
Yeah, sometime after breakfast game time, it's done.
Yep. So I've been monitoring the burp pit today pretty heavily as well, because both Psykit's squadron and the Burrs are close-ish to us as far as space goes. Mm-hmm. And we're both affected by Titan Oya as well.
Yep.
And oh my gosh, the Burrs were on a freaking tear, man. I think they had their whole community in there. It was nuts.
Yeah, yeah. So to go over the basics a little bit and remind people, if Commander Mechan's YouTube channel is a great source of this sort of information. He's been doing a bunch of like smaller kind of explanatory videos. But just generally speaking, without talking about like how to build a ship and all this nonsense, the way to do good work in Titan space is actually to have not too many people, right? And I mean, you know, everybody knows you want to be cold and stuff like that, but the more people you get in there, the more patrol craft spawn. So generally speaking, the advice, like those who are min-maxing this thing are going with wings of three, not even wings of four. Dang. They'll have one person with torpedoes and everybody else is just hovering over the core. And they are just lambasting it over and over and over again. Because there's fewer people in the instance, they don't get as many patrol craft, so it stays, you know, less manageable. Hot longer. Yeah. Yeah.
And it should be noted, that was actually in the patch notes as well.
Yes, the general advice, yeah.
If you experience vents or core becoming stuck or unresponsive, please switch from plane in two plane in private group or plane solo, which if you ask me is the developer's way of saying this game is old. There's only so much we can do with the net code. Give us a break.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Well, so the patch was, you know, like I said, focused on stability issues of the Titans, still working on it. I think it has been getting steadily better through these updates. I honestly haven't seen a core mess up, but I've been focusing on smaller instances too. So, but if you go in open and there's a bunch of people there, you may discover like all the vents hanging open blue and you have to kind of bounce out to another instance and stuff. So, yeah, solo is fine. I've done this in solo. It's not that big a deal. Sure, you don't get as many torpedoes into the hole, but frankly, like I said, the people who are min-maxing are having one torpedo launcher anyway between the three of them. So, they're doing roughly the same thing. And it won't take long. The damage must be insane. As soon as we're done recording, I'm going to fly in there. But the damage must be truly massive. I bet I get over 2 million on the very first run.
According to BCOA,
I was easily clearing 1.4 million per run when the damage resistance was still up at moderate.
Yeah.
According to DCOH, there is 6 active operations currently at Oya, but I don't think that counts private group or solo. That's only counting the different instances it sees in open.
No, that's only counting the people who have said they're doing it.
Yeah, those are factions. When DCOH mentions operations, they're talking about like AXI is saying like, here is a directive, attack this.
Gotcha.
Because they'll say like, attack the spire site. So that spire site system would say it has an operation. So right now we have like the PDES, the post-disaster evacuation service. They are saying attack Oya. And as soon as its final heart goes, switch into rescuing humans, human pods mode. And so basically everybody who has to do with this war, there's people who haul materials to try to get stations back online when the systems are in recovery. They're saying dump everything at Oya. You know, like all operations are focused at Oya, regardless of whether they're a combat-focused faction or not.
Instructions unclear, doing a different kind of dump.
Okay.
Sorry.
all right. So is that it? I mean, do you need more information than that? Anybody? No, you don't, right?
No, I think that wraps it up nicely.
That's it. Get in there. Let's touch on...
Oh, yeah, go get some.
Touch it.
Touch Titan.
Touch Titan.
Get out, Titan. Touch get out there.
That'll be the one. Titan.
I'll get the electric piano.
Touch a Titan. I will actually close this bracket on my notes. Okay. I'll tell a couple other quick things. They are working on black and white versions of the commemorative Titan Kill decals as requested by the community. Ooh. So that they'll be able to, you'll be able to customize it a little bit depending on your paint job. And the reward has been announced. The reward for, in fact, I'm going to get that picture up. Galnet News. The, it's not Galnet News. It's the update. Hold on.
It's in patch notes.
It's in the, there isn't a patch notes page for this. How did I find it? There isn't a patch notes page for this thing. So how did I find the, oh, you know what it was? I found it on when I went to update, when I sat down today, I went to update my Steam install.
I put the link in the chat for you.
Oh, you found it. Visit site. Oh, yes. Okay. Then I will copy that into the notes right now. Oh, man, live production meeting. Change doesn't exist to this. And make it a link, please. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Lark. Now I have the thing, and I can close Steam library. I was about to put my Steam library on screen, which probably has sensitive information in it. I don't freaking know. All right. Here's the deal. I put it on there. I put it on screen. There's a picture of what the three-star decal will look like, but here's the main focus. Here's the thing I wanted to focus on. This is the reward ship kit and paint job is for the Krite Mark II. It is, you know, the carapace, so that's the latest ship to get a carapace paint job for participating in the destruction of the Oya, and this one comes with like a coppery iridescent, I guess iridescent's the wrong word, it's shiny copper paint job, and zoom in. What do I have to do to zoom you in?
Enhance.
There we go. Enhance. There, I made it big on the screen. Yeah, it looks cool, right?
I really like the pylons off the antennas on the wings. It really gives it like a bird of prey kind of look.
Some meat on there, on those bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my Mark II is my Titan bomber. So after the kill of Oya, the next Titans will see this coming at them because I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Next Titan's going to be like, oh, crap. It's wearing Oya.
It's wearing Oya. Oh, hold on. That's a much better title. Update show title.
The current Oya heart is now up to 30.5%. Good crap.
Oh, my God. It's wearing Oya! Exclamation point. Okay, that's good enough. Let's do a little squad update. I'm going to play this sound. Here we go.
Incoming priority message.
Squadron briefing.
All right, real quick squadron briefing. My Akaro is in expansion, probably going to land in TT58343. It's in progress. Blooming Wind wants to expand from 6 Andromeda next, which conveniently is already over 75%. We just need to keep it there. We've put expanding out of Kopitak, pronounce it how you want, kind of on hold for the moment.
Guns.
We've recently landed in Kaliawa. We want to take control. We're not there yet, so we need to raise our influence there. We've got an election running in Tripu that is only on day one, so please go get you some Oya tonight before worrying about any election stuff. And once again, Calorum is being Calorum. Please leave it alone. It's got cooties.
Cooties, Pepsi, Space Aid.
Yeah. Space cooties. It's been too close to the Titans. The details for all of that are in Oya's, or in Blooming Wind's standing orders post. If you want the specifics, I can't talk. Retirement has prevented me from speaking. And if you have any questions, if you have any questions, go to the Loose Crews faction channel in the Discord and put them there, and we'll get back to you.
Fantasmic. That's it. The only other thing I have is a little bit of community corner, because Conander Mr. Indigo told me that Buckyball starts next month and that he is hosting May's race.
I promised him I'd participate in that, so I got to get my Viper Mark III in shape for racing.
I'm expecting a lot of races that will be made interesting by the new frameshift drive.
Yes.
Apparently, there's something to do with if you don't full throttle your Super Cruise while you're using the boost, you can reduce the insane fuel cost. So there might be like some, now there's some gameplay in getting that throttle to exactly the point where it's like peak efficiency as far as speed versus fuel consumption. I'm watching in, I think mostly in the outfitting channel, people just doing a lot of self-reporting of what their finds are really, so far. And
really, I mean, that's like saying there's an efficiency curve to Afterburner.
Well, I don't know. I mean, shouldn't there be?
Yeah, there is. Like, yeah, you can go faster, but at a certain point, you're just throwing fuel out the window.
Yeah, I guess you're so, right.
You can get there fast. Less throttle means less speed, but at what cost, right? Because if you don't make it to Hutton Orbital,
you can't coast in.
You know, it doesn't matter how fast you didn't get there, does it?
Exactly.
All right, guys. Anything else?
I've got nothing.
Well, go tickle a Titan.
Okay. Go touch a Titan. And
just put on some smooth saxophone before you do it.
Poke a pineapple.
Oh, we're such children.
Fantastic. All right, everybody. See you later. Say goodnight. Say goodnight. Go fight it. Fight the Titan.
Good night.
Kill all y'all.